And cool, we are good to go now. So hope you guys are having a great Friday. I don't typically do lives on Friday, but I might start doing them a little bit more on like Monday and Friday. Monday lives or Monday, you know, recordings, I really like because it's the start of the week. I'm thinking about, okay, what do I want to achieve? What do I want to accomplish this week? I'm thinking about my clients. Okay, what are they going to accomplish this week? And Friday is kind of nice because it's, you know, kind of the end of the week. Obviously, we still have the weekend, but end of the week where I'm kind of reflecting on, you know, what I did accomplish this week or what my clients did accomplish this week. And, you know, I can really reflect on a lot of really valuable conversations that I've had with clients too that might be helpful for, you know, anybody listening or anybody in this group too. But I wanted to come on here and first off apologize about my voice if it sounds weird. I've been sick since pretty much last Friday night. I got sick and have had a sore throat really all week. My clients know this. I've been struggling to record their video check-ins or voice messages back and forth sometimes. So I'm taking a risk here, jumping on here and talking with all of you, hoping to not cough in the middle of this and hopefully to not lose my voice in the middle of this because that wouldn't be fun. So appreciate anybody who tunes in, you know, if you're listening live or watching live on this Friday. But some just really exciting stuff coming that I'm so pumped about. The new app that we're going to be implementing with clients, and I already have a couple of clients added to it, and I already have a brand new client added to it, which I think is going to just really change everything for just the client experience with all the different features that are available with it. So I'm super excited about that. Also, super excited about all the new people who joined and took advantage of the Black Friday offer. That offer is no longer available anymore. It ended yesterday, November 30th. It's December 1st when I'm recording this. And we had 8 new people sign on. I was only going to take on 7, but I figured, you know, this last person, we scheduled a call. She got on a call with me. And I was like, I'll open the spot up for you. So 8 new people taking advantage of this Black Friday offer. And then also we had 19 current clients decide to extend for another 6 months. And some of them who already have like multiple months to go, but they already know they want to be in this program for another 6 months, which is just very cool. Like, I love signing on new clients. It's so exciting. And I love all of you who have, you know, just joined over the past week or two. But I get really excited as well when current clients stay because it just shows just how much they're getting out of the program if they're going to stay for that much longer. So really excited for all of you guys to not only begin working with, you know, you new people in our community, but also to continue to, you know, build even deeper relationships with all of you who are staying. So wanted to come on here and talk about something, though, that I was kind of having conversations with clients about early this week or throughout the week, which is this quote-unquote anchor analogy. So you might like read this title and think, what in the world does this even mean? What is this even about? I'm going to explain everything. But I think it's a really good analogy, especially around this time of year, of how your behaviors should be or how you should think about your behaviors, how you should think about your habits, how you should think about you know, basically your overall choices when it comes to fitness, nutrition, and working out, especially during the holiday season. So like we want to think about our habits and behaviors and principles that we're trying to adopt in our fitness journeys. Like the anchor, like we're in a boat, like we're out in the ocean, we're out in the sea, or maybe even out on a lake. And we're in this boat and we have this anchor and we're dropping this anchor down right on top of all the habits, behaviors, and just overall general health principles we're trying to adopt in our lives. So for example, like let's say your ideal lifestyle that you're trying to live a healthier life, to lose body fat maybe, to get in better shape is, you know, you're trying to eat at a certain calorie range, eat at a certain protein range. You're trying to eat a certain amount of fruits and vegetables throughout the day. You're trying to Go to the gym maybe four times a week or work out four times a week. You're trying to go for a walk maybe once or twice a day to make sure you get some extra movement in. Like, those are the core habits, behaviors, or things that you're trying to implement on a daily basis. And that's like a perfect case scenario for you. That's like your dream healthy life, you know, once you achieve the body you want. That's your anchor, right? That's where you're dropping this anchor on this boat. And this boat that I'm referring to is basically us. Like, we are the boat. And if you've ever been on a boat and, you know, you've gone out to, gone out in the ocean, gone out in the lake, dropped an anchor, you probably know that, like, you don't stay in one spot. Maybe if the anchor is, like, super, super tight. But if the anchor is a little bit loose, you're going to drift. Like, the boat is going to kind of sway in a general direction back and forth, or it's going to drift. It's not necessarily going to stay in the same exact spot. And this is kind of like our habits and behaviors. If we're quote unquote living a healthy lifestyle, there isn't some like specific blueprint that you always have to follow every single day. There's this anchor that you have of all these general healthy behaviors that you normally typically implement, you know, on a regular everyday basis. But there is some drifting that happens throughout the year, throughout our life, depending on, you know, what obstacles we're running into or how crazy or busy our life is, right? Like, and think about those time periods where life is crazier or it is harder to stick to goals, maybe during the summer when there's a lot of like social events you're attending. Maybe it's in like the holiday season, like right now, where there's more, you know, family events, social events. There's also a lot of comfort food available to you. Also, you know, deal with, if you live in an area like Ohio where it gets very cold, maybe you are dealing with like external circumstances where maybe like the snow or the weather is preventing you from getting to the gym, or maybe the snow or the weather is preventing you from going on as many walks as you normally would. Sorry, I had to take a drink. But these external circumstances that kind of cause our boat to drift away from that center anchor, these are like the waves that you know, see in the ocean or the sea, right? These waves pick up and they cause the boat to drift a little bit more. They maybe even cause the anchor to drift a little bit more. But then when life is less hectic and maybe, you know, our life is kind of quieted down, you don't really have a lot going on, you're in a very normal routine, like maybe that's when the waves are more calm. But either, like, depending on the scenario, whether or not there's a lot of waves or there's no waves at all, your boat, you will still stay in some kind of general vicinity regardless of, you know, how crazy or busy your life is. Sure, like when the waves are really high or the waves are really powerful and strong, maybe during this time of year, you might drift farther away from that center anchor, right? And that's analogous to drifting away from these like main habits, behaviors that you're trying to implement. So instead of getting all four workouts in during the week, maybe because it was Thanksgiving week, you only got in two, or maybe instead of getting or hitting your calorie goal every single day throughout the week, or making, you know, quote unquote good health options that you feel like, maybe instead of doing that, you know, every single day like you typically do, maybe you had like half the week where you feel like you chose a lot of, you know, desserts, a lot of just more comfort foods, ate out of just pure taste and enjoyment, maybe not as much consciousness of like balancing your plate with protein, carbs, and vegetables as much, like, and you strayed away from those habits a little bit more. But even though we stray away from those habits and our boat drifts pretty far from that center anchor, it eventually starts drifting back, right? It pulls us back, and it pulls us back to that center position. And that's how your lifestyle should be, your habits should be, your behaviors. You shouldn't always be like, and you shouldn't expect to always be right on top of that anchor all the time, like right in the dead center of that anchor. Like, depending on, you know, what's going on in your life or what time of year it is, there's going to be some drifting. In some periods, like the holidays, maybe there's a little bit more drifting than other periods of the year. But in the end, we always still end up kind of hovering around that center point. We always, okay, maybe we have a couple of days where, you know, we're really, really digging into the pie. We're really digging into the leftovers, the leftover stuffing, all that stuff. But we come back, you know, maybe Monday rolls around and we come back to that centerpiece where we get back to our regular meals and our regular workout schedule and our regular steps. And the more often you can come back to that center anchor point, the more successful you're going to be, because you're coming back to those behaviors that, you know, got you to where you want to be or help you maintain that level of health that you want. And sometimes these waves, maybe you're really going through it. Maybe you have a lot of stuff going on. Maybe you have a lot of family stress, a lot of life stress, career stress. Maybe you've even had some kind of loss in the family, or maybe you lost your job, or you're dealing with a lot of these other things along with, you know, the temptations of the holidays and this and that. And maybe your anchor even breaks, right? And that anchor breaks and your boat even starts to drift even farther than that general circumference that it normally drifts. But the faster we're able to throw down that new anchor, the quicker we are going to be able to like be grounded again and not drift so far away. So I don't know. I just thought it was a unique analogy, and I thought it really made a lot of sense as far as how we want to think about these behaviors. And then also too, like, because that drifting is normal, because there are going to be periods where we're not right on top of the anchor regardless, we shouldn't feel bad about it. We shouldn't feel guilty about it. We shouldn't feel guilty about enjoying ourselves over the holidays. We shouldn't feel guilty about, you know, having a couple extra pieces of pie. We shouldn't feel guilty about maybe not hitting our protein intake one day, because as long as we end up drifting back to that centerpiece more often than not, like, we're still going to be in that general facility of where our boat should be or where our anchor should be. And we're still going to end up seeing progress long-term over time, as long as we don't obviously let the anchor break and let it break forever and let the boat drift to the, you know, side of the shore, and then you're going to have issues. So hopefully this was kind of eye-opening, and hopefully it helped to make you think about your habits and behaviors a little bit differently. Because I think the biggest thing that I find is so many people failing on their fat loss journey, their weight loss journey, or their fitness journey, whatever their goals are, because they're being too hard on themselves. And when they do experience that normal, natural drifting away from that center anchor, they think they're being bad. They think that it's something wrong with them. They think that they shouldn't be experiencing that. But everybody experiences that. Like myself, like I was just telling a client today, my wife, she made these Oreo balls for this Friendsgiving that we were supposed to go to last weekend, but obviously I got sick and we decided not to go because we didn't want to get anybody else sick. But she had these Oreo balls, and I've probably had five at least of these Oreo balls every single day over the past week. And like I'm drifting, you know, kind of far from that center anchor right now, but it's okay. I'm still staying in the general vicinity, and I'm still, you know, coming back to that general point more often than what I could. Like, I could let that anchor completely break, and but I'm not. And I'm still staying in that general area to where I'm still able to make progress, even though I'm not being perfect. So hopefully this was helpful and eye-opening. Would definitely love to know your thoughts or insight below in the comments. But hope you guys had a great holiday, a great Thanksgiving. But I think that is it for this one. Short one. One, because I just want to come on here and talk about this little analogy that I thought was cool, but also a short one because my voice, and I did not want it to crack or get any worse if I continue talking. So hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. And yeah, I think that's it. And I will see you guys in the next one.